باب ما جاء في صفة إزار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is the chapter that has come on the izar, on the waistcloth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he actually had a regular habit of wearing the waistcloth and a top sheet. Now, there's a big debate among the ulama as to whether the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually ever wore trousers. So trousers means like the two holes that you put your feet in. And although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never wore them, we do know that he actually bought them. And also, Abu Umama was asked about the izar. He asked the Prophet ﷺ about the izar, and the Prophet ﷺ said that you should wear it sometimes and other times you shouldn't. So it's part of the tradition because it provides proper covering of the lower half of the body. The first is hadith is an Abi Buraida an Abihi qal أخرجت إلينا عائشة رضي الله عنها كساء. Aisha رضي الله عنها, she brought out a sheet for us. And that sheet was mulabbadan, it was patched. وَإِذَارًا غَلِيظًا, and a thick waistcloth. فَقَالَتْ كُبِدَ رُوحُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي هَذَيْن. And so she said that the ruh of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was actually taken while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was wearing these two pieces of cloth. So in another hadith, actually in this particular hadith, we should know that this highlights the fact that the Prophet ﷺ was taken up in very simple material. When the Prophet ﷺ passed away, he was wearing extremely simple clothing. And you would think now the Prophet ﷺ had become essentially the king of Arabia at the time of his death. That was the status of the Prophet ﷺ. All of Arabia had come under his control, essentially, with a few exceptions. And so the Prophet ﷺ, even in that state, even in the state as the king of Arabia, he still remained so simple that he was wearing patched clothing. So this is the simplicity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is sort of his humility. And how many kings can you find in the world that would live like this after they had become wealthy? So it's really, really a tribute to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the great characteristics, that he remained representative of his servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when he had attained such a high, quote-unquote, maqam within the dunya. Of course, he was always the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even within the world, when he had become the king of Arabia, he still remained in this most simple of clothing, and that was what the Prophet was taken in when he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the next hadith is on Ubayd ibn Khalid, qal, بَيْنَمَا أَنَا أَمْشِي فِي الْمَدِينَةِ إِذَا إِنسَانٌ خَلْفِي يَقُولُ. One time I was walking in Medina, when all of a sudden a man from behind me said, Irfa izara, raise your waistcloth. Fa innahu abqa wa abqa, because verily it is more pure and it's cleaner. It's more pious and it's cleaner. Fa idha huwa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I turned around to see, who's telling me that I should lift up my waistcloth? Verily it was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa kuntu ya Rasulullah innama hiya burda. There, I said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this verily, the thing that I'm wearing is just a simple cloth, milha. قال أمالك في أسوة. Is it not enough for you? Is my example not enough for you? فنظرت فإذا إزاره إلى نصف شاقي. So then I turned around and I looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I saw that his lower waist cloth was actually at the middle of his shin. So here again you have the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, which refers to keeping the clothing above the ankle. And on this particular instance, you see what the Sahaba is saying, what the Sahabi is saying. He says that, Ya Rasulullah, look at my cloth. My cloth is not anything extravagant. This is a very simple piece of cloth that I'm wearing. I'm not doing it because of pride. The Prophet ﷺ turned to him and said, well, isn't my example enough for you? And then he turned to look at the Prophet ﷺ and he saw that Prophet ﷺ's clothing was at the middle of his shin. So this is, again, we've talked about this in detail in the previous hadith, but again, this highlights the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ concerning this matter. An Ayas ibn Salma ibn Aqwad an Abihi qal, Kana Uthman ibn Affan ya'taziru ila asnafi saqayn. That Uthman radiallahu anhu used to keep his waistcloth at the middle of his shin. وقال حتى كانت إزارة صاحبي يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he says, and this is how my companion, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to keep his waistcloth at the middle of his shin. عن حذيفة ابن يمان قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بأضلة ساقي أو ساقه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he grabbed my shin. فقال هذا موضع الإزار. He said this, he grabbed my shin, and he said, this is where your pants should come to. This is where your lower garment should come to. فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ, and if you don't want to do that, then bring it a little bit lower. فَأَسْفَلْ. فَإِنْ أَبَيْتَ, and if you don't want to do that, فَلَا حَقٌ لِلْإِذَارِ, then there is no right for the إِذَار فِي الْكَعْبَيْنِ, at the level of the ankles. Meaning, the cloth should be left above the ankles.